closing time. Ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. No cover charge here.
I love that. Getting down on the farm. Let's do it.
Joined in studio with Farmer Greg on the Saturday. Ken wants to know about a grapefruit tree he's struggling with, and we'll get to his call at 1-888-767-4348. Here shortly, we're going to finish our topic, though, on your garden placement before we move on to calls, because that really is critical. Talking shade. You were talking number of sun hours, how the sun will change from summer to winter as its placement in the sky or as the earth moves around it, as the sun's moving around the galaxy, the universe.
So generally speaking, the best place to put your garden is on an east side of a structure or an east side of a wall. Southern exposure gets sun all day. It's on the south side of a structure. That's doable. The western exposure, it's in the summertime, it's the hottest space, but you might consider a garden on your west side for the winter time, because a winter exposed garden will be warmer in the winter. And, you know, if you have a nice warm garden space, you might be able to grow tomatoes all winter. I used to remember the Calico Cow down on Central. I used to manage their garden out back, and they had a western facing garden, patio garden space. And I quickly found out that I could grow nothing there in the summertime, but in the wintertime we grew everything. So just, you know, being cognizant and paying attention to those kinds of things are really important.
And there's no exact science. You could get two seeds from the same plant that dropped at the same time, and one would germinate and the other wouldn't.
Right. One would thrive and one wouldn't. I had two apple trees in the front yard that I planted in 1989 or 1990, and one lasted 15 years, one lasted 25 years. The one that lived 15 years was smaller, produced less. They were the same rootstock. They were the same tree. They were 30 feet apart. And the one that thrived for 25 years was made double the fruit. So I tell people about gardening in the deserts is one great big grand experiment. You just need to jump in and try.
I like that, one big grand experiment.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how we can help Ken. He's trying to get his grapefruit to survive and thrive. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. I've got a grapefruit tree. It's about 19 years old. And it is just literally just dried up and started to die in the last week. And I'm pretty sure how fast this happened, because the fruit's shriveled and everything. So I'm pretty sure that tree's gone. My biggest question is, it's about 10 feet away from a much larger, healthier lemon tree. And should I be worried? And should I get that grapefruit tree out of the ground as quickly as possible?
Well, so there's so many questions to ask here. How much are you watering it? Are you overwatering it? Because something like that indicates to me that maybe you're overwatering your trees. Citrus trees, a good deep watering twice a month does them just fine. So if you're watering them more than that, that could be causing the problem. I would get yourself one of those inexpensive moisture meters. They're $8 at the hardware store. And see if you're overwatering. That's the one thing I'd be concerned about. Go ahead.
I mean, nothing's changed other than our weather. Nothing's changed over the last 10 years with the watering other than our weather. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of rain up in North Scottsdale, so that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, well, that could do it. That could do it. So here's the thing. A overwatered tree and an underwatered tree, they die the same way. Basically, the underwatered tree, their roots dry out, can't uptake water, and an overwatered tree, the roots rot. And an indication that a tree dies immediately like that is an indication to me of Texas root rot is one possibility, and that's brought on by overwatering. So that's what I would check. Maintain the water on your other tree for sure. Check that.
And in a case like that, Texas root rot, is that anything... If that was the case, we ripped the tree out. Mm-hmm. Can you plant something right back in that same spot, or do you need to excavate out and try and get every remnants of remaining rootstock from the old tree out?
Yeah, because it's hard to get rid of.
And so, will it travel, or will it just stay in that same spot?
Well, again, it depends how moist it is. It can travel. Yeah, it's something you got to play with. You know, if you want to put a tree back in that same place, I'd be excavating out the soil and putting in new soil.
Yeah. Now, I know he said they got a lot of rain in his area mm-hmm. of Arizona, but I don't think, I mean, you would have to have a heavy water schedule for the, I mean, even, what do we get, 4 inches over the course of 6-8 weeks?
Yeah.
That's not going to kill any citrus tree unless the irrigation's true. Just pouring onto it.
That's true. And it depends where, you know, if you're doing water runoff, water collection, and, you know, you're pushing the water out someplace, you know, you just have to be really cognizant of water here. Because you can, most people, when they kill trees, it's because they're overwatering their trees.
It's the most natural thing to think, oh, it just needs water.
Right. And an underwater tree will droop a little bit. And if it's drooping, what are you going to do to it?
Water it.
So you just, it's overwatered and it's drooping. You give it more water and it droops a little more. And so it's, yeah, something you have to pay attention to.
Learn, observe and learn, observe and learn. That's.
For over 40 years, I've been observing and learning.
We appreciate the call. Good luck with your, it sounded like you had a couple citrus trees in your little orchard grove there. It's, mm-hmm. It is a fun thing to get home, collect your produce right off your yard, and then mm-hmm. go whatever you're going to do with it. We have some in the wintertime. We've got oranges for days, and we've got grapefruit every morning, and the summer
for months
in the springtime
oranges for months. Yeah,
we get apples that mm-hmm. you know we thin them out, and when you start them small and they're thinning, you know they're too small to really do anything with. But we'll put them in a bucket and we'll feed them to the horses
yep.
and you know they'll be our apple thinners. Being able to come home and just
harvest
you know,
your food right out of your edible landscape.
Exactly.
So you would think that. All right, we'll talk about this after the break.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, still to come, we're talking about creating healthy soil, strategies for it, and container gardens and raised beds.
And all kinds of good stuff.